The highest exercise of our powers, February 24th. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. To comprehend and enjoy God is the highest exercise of the powers of man. This may be attained only when our affections are sanctified and ennobled by the grace of Christ. In Christ was the brightness of his Father's glory, the express image of his person. Said our Savior, He that hath seen me, hath seen the Father. In Christ is the life of the soul. In the outgoings of our hearts to him, in our earnest, affectionate yearnings for his excellence, in our eager searching into his glory, we find life. In communion with him we eat the bread of life. When we allow objects of minor importance to absorb our attention, to the forgetfulness of Christ, turning away from him to accept other companionship, we set our feet in a path which leads away from God and from heaven. Christ must be the central object of our affections, and then we shall live in him, then we shall have his Spirit. What constitutes the brightness of heaven? In what will consist the happiness of the redeemed? Christ is all in all. They will gaze with rapture unutterable upon the Lamb of God. They will pour out their songs of grateful praise and adoration to him whom they loved and worshipped here. That song they learned and began to sing on earth. They learned to put their trust in Jesus while they were forming characters for heaven. Their hearts were attuned to his will here. Their joy in Christ will be proportioned to the love and trust which they learned to repose in him here. God must be ever in our thoughts. We must hold converse with him while we walk by the way, and while our hands are engaged in labor. In all the purposes and pursuits of life we must inquire, what will the Lord have me to do? How shall I please him who has given his life a ransom for me? Thus may we walk with God, as did Enoch of old, and ours may be the testimony which he received, that he pleased God.